And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I am your guest host, Rebecca Miller, and along with our co-host, Janet Entine, we've had a nice discussion. They can't see you waving, so you have to say hello.
Hello.
our guest for the second segment, Josetta Pierce. Josetta is the executive director of the Nassau County African American History Museum. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here today.
Great to be here.
Black History Month. Tonight at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center, we're going to be doing an art exhibit, and you know we'll talk a little bit about that, mm-hmm. you know, a little later on. But I want to talk about you. I've been reading you so much about you, and what led you to be the executive director over at the Nassau County African American History Museum. I mean, you've had a career, and now here you are at this point in your life at a role such as this.
Well, I actually did what I had to do in order I could later do the things I wanted to do.
Right. That's the right way. That's the way it works, huh? So in your bio, one of the things I was reading about you, it looked like you had taken a class on genealogy, which really sparked something within you. I don't know.
Right. It was a lecture. Dr. James Rose, he was known as Dr. Roots at that time.
Right.
He was giving a lecture at Hofstra. So I attended that. And I got really interested in doing family history. I mean, it was really fascinating to me to know that I could do it. You know, I had no idea really that there were these records that you could really get into and trace your family history. So I spoke with him, and I was really all over him, actually.
Yeah.
And then when I found out he lived in Freeport, then I was calling him all the time. I'm here, and I did this, and I did that, you know. And then my husband started getting, you know, he was looking, but he knew about his family history. He had talked with his grandmother and me, but I hadn't done any of that.
Right.
So eventually we got to the point where Dr. Rose was saying, well, if you're going over to the Schomburg, could you look this up for me? I've got a case. So then we started working for him.
Right.
He then moves to Virginia. He becomes part of the education department or something in Virginia.
Okay.
And he says, I have all these cases. You want to take over my business? So we did. We took over his business, and we were doing genealogy as a business. And then we decided, there were so many people who didn't know that this even existed. This is in the 80s.
Right.
So we said, suppose we did a nonprofit organization and just let everybody in on this. You know, we'll just start a group, and everybody who joins, we'll help them do their research. So that's when we established the African Atlantic Genealogical Society.
And I'm sure that researching in the 80s is a little different than 2017.
Definitely. There was no, you couldn't go to Ancestry and pull up all of this stuff. You
had
to physically go to a place where they had the census on microfilm. And then you would roll, get to, like, if you're doing Freeport, you'd have to get to the state record and then narrow it down to the county and down, go through the entire county looking for Freeport, and then going through every single house in the census.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And
patience.
That way, you could go for a week every day and still not get to where you
wanted
to be.
Absolutely.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Without naming names, of course, what are some of the connections that you were able to make? I think it said you worked with over 300 families.
Yes, and in many cases, I mean, there were so many beautiful stories where people came together who did not even know they were connected. And a lot of people who got involved, they didn't know their parent. They would be like people who were orphaned or foster. In the beginning, it was very difficult to get the records. A little later, after the 90s, the foster organizations and the orphanages started realizing that they should be helping. So they would, you could go to them and say, I'm looking for my birth parent, and then they would contact, if they could, they would try to find that birth parent and tell them somebody wants to see you or whatever and make that connection before they would tell you anything at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was that. Those were the most rewarding cases when you could find someone who found their parent, you know.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. Wow. That's really incredible, because like today, you get emails. Do you want to find, you know, who you're?
Yes.
Were you an emperor or something?
Yes.
So,
yes.
That's pretty amazing. So here we are today. Mm-hmm. Tonight we're going to have an event in celebration of Black History Month. We're looking at arts and education. What are some of the things at the museum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, like you went from genealogy, mm-hmm. and now you're the executive director. Where did that bridge come from?
Because many years ago, we went to the county. We asked for space at the museum. Just to sit down and have people come in and do research for them.
So continue with the genealogy within that, right?
So they gave us space within there. We had a little office, and we could use the phone, and by now Ancestry is in there.
Right.
So we have access. We pay for our own subscription, but we had access to the computer and all. And then when there was some difficulty with, the state saying there's no money for art or museums, then the county asked us, would we manage the museum as a gift to the county?
Right.
So that's what we do now. We just go, and we're still having great fun doing the genealogy.
And
adding
that's
the history,
good.
And because we had drawers full of files on all historical kinds of things at my house. So now we move them to the museum, and now we develop, exhibits.
Exhibits for interesting.
About the, because we're looking at the hidden history, the things that the kids are not going to learn in school.
Right, you know? Right. So you definitely sound like you are a gift for this museum. I don't think you're going to get an argument anywhere. What are some of the other exhibits that one would be able to see coming to the museum?
Yeah, well, the one that they're going to be able to see, yes, we can,
right.
is the Women of NASA. Now, as soon as the president honored one of those women, the last surviving woman, as a matter of fact, in November of 2015, we jumped on that right away. So we started doing the research, contacted NASA, got together and made this exhibit. And now that will be shown. We're loaning, it's a traveling exhibit now, so we're loaning the Women of NASA to the Yes We Can Center, and they're displaying it there this evening.
Right. Now, will that be there all month? Or
I think it'll be there for an entire month.
So it'll be there for an entire month, so people can come to Yes We Can, call 311 to find out the hours of operation. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot, we're open most days, though not during the weather we had yesterday. How was your sleigh ride getting here today?
It was horrendous. First of all, I couldn't leave my house because my garage door disconnected from its track as I was coming out. So then we had to shovel around and pull that down and get out. We finally got the car out. Then we get to Meadowbrook Parkway. They've had an accident. And we're sitting there for minutes. And then we get to Glen Cove Road, and there's no movement whatsoever. So we started off at 9 o'clock this morning, and we got here by 10:20.
Oh, my goodness.
For a half an hour ride.
Well, thank you so much. We're very grateful you're here.
It's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other exhibits that we're going to see tonight?
Okay, we also have what we call African Genius, and it traces the history of mathematics. And it takes it all the way back. The earliest known mathematical tool was found in Africa. It's called the Lubombo bone.
Okay.
And it's been used, it works like an abacus.
Okay.
They used to take the bones, animal bones, and dry them out, and then they would carve prime numbers on them.
Right.
And depending upon the way you manipulated the bones, you could add, subtract, multiply, supply, that sort of thing. And they're still using it in Namibia today. The rural people, still when they're conducting business, they calculate using the Lubombo bones.
Right. Yeah. Oh, very interesting. Is that a hands-on exhibit? Like, would kids be able to touch, or is it more
Actually, we've given them two clay models of the bones.
Okay.
So they could, I don't know whether they're going to let people see them or just look at them or whatever, handle them or just look. I don't know. But and we've also given them another invention, which was the water clock. It's a clay pot, and it has tiny little holes all around it.
Right.
And from the bottom all the way to the top. You put in sufficient water for 1 hour. If we're going to meet for an hour, we put an hour's worth of water in there. And by the time it seeped out through the holes, we'd know our time was up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It preceded the sand dial.
Oh, right. I was going to say, it's like the, and then the, the thing we use for games where the sand comes through. What is that called? I can't remember.
I forgot to.
Thank you, Christina. The youngest person here, of course, remembers. Okay. So there's another exhibit, a cartoonist. Can you tell us a little bit about
Luther,
that?
The Luther comic strip.
Okay.
There are going to be some pictures of that, as well as the granddaughter of the person, Brandon, who... he has a granddaughter who has preceded him.
And she's going to be at the center
Yeah.
Tonight?
And she'll be there speaking there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very great. Oh,
and nice. Some of her work is there. She's a cartoonist as well.
She is. Okay.
Yeah, and she's going to be there as well.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So that kind of stuff does run in the family. I think people who are creative and artistic usually, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. have
it carries down through the genes.
It does. It certainly does. Well, this sounds like it's going to be a really nice event tonight. I hope people will, you know, plan. I know there are people planning to come. I know it's cold and it's difficult. It's a difficult night to come out, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be great.
It'll be well worth it. I mean, after what we've gone through the past day or two,
right?
I think that everyone should come out and really celebrate.
I think you're right.
Their heart will be filled when they see this.
Come
the things
on,
that
it's a Friday night, Josetta.
Right,
we got to go out. Everyone's got to come out. You know, just be careful, be safe.
Yes.
We'll be there. I know that there's going to be I think there's also going to be a jazz band that's going to be playing.
Yes, music as well. Mm-hmm.
North Hempstead Jazz Band, mm-hmm. Or something like that. So we've been talking with Josetta Pierce, who is the executive director of the Nassau County African American History Museum. So when we come back, we still have a couple of minutes, but I would love to talk more about the museum itself. And I know that, you know, you're thinking of creative ways to get a little bit more foot traffic. I know that you have schools that come on a regular basis. You've got about 5,000 people per year or last mm-hmm. year that come. We'd like to see that doubled. How about that? We'll have to maybe figure out a way to get more people, because it sounds like you have incredible exhibits, a lot of education, information. And I really hope that people will consider coming to you. So maybe we'll talk when we come back. Also, is there a website or phone number?
Yes, our telephone number is 516-572-0730, and the website is the theaamuseum.org.
Okay, and we'll repeat that again mm-hmm. toward the end of the show. So if anybody wants to look that up, or they can call you on that number. And if they call the number, are they going to get a general? Would they get to speak with you, or is it right?
We
to
have
an
receptionist.
You have a receptionist,
and depending upon what you're calling in reference to, she'll direct.
Right, like if mm-hmm. you wanted to book a group
yes.
to come in,
group
you would
tour,
call
space reservations,
tour, get mm-hmm. hours, and on the website you have the hours of operation.
The hours, and we show a few of the past exhibits and the current exhibits, things
okay.
like that.
All right,
upcoming exhibits.
Great. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Okay.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah.
It really
does. I look forward to hearing the details.
Yeah. Good. All right. We're going to go for a short break right now. You've been listening to Project Independence and You with Josetta Pierce, Executive Director of the Nassau County African American History Museum at wcwp.org. And we'll be right back.